It's here. Finally, it has arrived. The Lincolnshire Food and Gift Fair 2015. Emma, isn't this exciting?
It's exciting and very, very Christmassy in here.
And we're here with, of course, the fabulous people from which particular car organisation?
The Thirlby Motors, yeah. We're in Louth, Alford and Boston.
And we're speaking, of course, to
Richard Walsh.
Now, Richard, one minor issue which we raised on the show last Wednesday, because it is fairly critical. Why didn't Emma win the car last year?
Oh, what a shame. Yeah, Emma, you couldn't spell your name properly on the ticket.
Oh no.
No, we did get a winner last year. This year, we've got a Fortnum & Mason's hamper to give away. And also, we've got another stall inside, a Network Q pop-up shop.
Well, that's a sort of...
plenty of giveaways there for people.
All sorts of goodies.
Yes, there are.
Now, clearly, Thirlby Motors is an absolutely outstanding base within the area. We keep saying we should be doing a location report with you fine folk. You're in a similar place to last year.
That's right.
In terms of sort of the event itself, what are you looking forward to?
Well, just lots of people coming in. Last year, we got literally over 1,000 people into the competition and everything, so it was a really good take-up and everything. We had to get more entry forms, so we're well covered this year and so on. And it's nice to have a stand further inside as well.
Emma.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. And I mean, you guys are right at the entrance as well,
right.
Which I'm sure attracts a lot of people
especially
when they see these cool cars hanging around.
Right. Yes. So they think the car's the prize, actually, but it's not, it's the hamper.
You see, this is something that obviously you've held back on the car prize this year.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, we can't afford to do it this year. Maybe next year.
Maybe. No, so what kind of treats have we got in this hamper then that you can win?
Well, just to see, it's like bottles of champagne and typical Fortnum & Mason biscuits and goodies like that. So, all to the value of about £250.
Lovely. Wouldn't mind that.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll enter again. Obviously, Jessica couldn't be with us this year, so obviously Emma could well be in. The odds have improved, no doubt.
I'm sure Emma will fill in about 100 entry forms.
Well, she's competitive, but maybe not that serious.
Yeah, I mean, might be a bit sneaky, I think. Yeah. I've got to play fair. Yeah.
So clearly this event obviously goes on throughout the weekend and then we're gearing up for various other things. Will you be present at other Christmas festivities over the season?
No, this is the only one we do. We fully support this one because it is a very good and it's well attended Christmas fair.
And it is, of course, an exclusive then from that point of view.
Absolutely,
And the Lincolnshire show this year, presumably you were there?
Absolutely, we were, yes. We had a very good show this year and we're there again next year.
I should hope so. I mean, sadly, we've missed you at the Lincolnshire show this year, but as ever, it seemed to be very much top four.
Yeah, it was, yeah. I mean, there's so many stands, aren't there? There's so many people. I don't know, you can't get around them all, basically. So next year, it's your turn to come around the car stands.
I think we'll get that sorted out. Richard, it's been a delight as ever. A quick plug for the web address for Thirlby Motors.
Yeah, www.thirlby.net.com.
Of course, one of the joys of press night and press evening, which of course this is, and you might be listening to it as you go through days one and two of this fabulous Lincolnshire Society Food and Gift Fair, is you get a chance to speak to some wonderful and, quite frankly, Emma, awesome people.
Definitely awesome, definitely.
And where are we now?
We are at Oxholme Brewing Company stand. I'm very excited.
So, talk to us about this.
Yeah, I've been doing this for 3 years. It's just myself. We brew a variety of weird, wonderful beers and normal beers, just good beers.
So it's obviously the beer aspect is very much there. Now I see that you've got Bockbeet there with an earthy malty beer brewed with Lincolnshire beetroot. I wasn't aware that beetroot could be used in beer.
Yes, yeah, we put a lot of different things in beer. It adds something to it, something local.
Adds to the body, no doubt, from that point of view. And then, of course, we move along, we've got the spiced pumpkin mild. Emma, of course, would you like to describe the output for that?
Yeah, it says fruity dark mild with earthy nuttiness. I feel like earthy is a theme here. With roasted pumpkins and warming spice blend. So maybe very festive-y, kind of. Feel like
earthy nuttiness can be used to describe so many radio stations in so many ways. What made you actually move into beer production?
I started out homebrewing, basically, and a friend of mine got me a job at a brewery when I came out of university, and eventually I started upon my own.
Never looked back. And presumably, are you connected with the Tastes of Lincolnshire organisation?
I'm a member of it, yeah.
Exactly. And obviously, from events that we actually see here, clearly you've got the opportunity to show off your wares and all sorts of things. Are you a regular at the Food and Gift event?
Yes. I missed it last year, but this is the second time I've done it now, yeah.
It was Emma's first last year, so obviously we're connected.
Indeed. So tell me, what makes your beer special? What is it that's different to other types?
Well, there's a wide variety of ingredients, different flavours. Hopefully something for everyone. There's, you know, traditional ales, there's weird wonderful beers, there's pale ales.
Favourite from yourself?
Special Reserve, 7.2%. Nice winter warmer.
There we are. As we're sort of driving, we obviously won't part out. Unless, Anna, you specifically wanted to actually sort of avail yourself?
No, I'm okay. I'm going to stay good.
Good. So how can people get in touch with your good self if they're listening to this online and they're thinking, I want to find out more about the Axe Home beer. Is there a web address?
Yes, it's axehomebrewing.co.uk, and full details are on there.
Perfectly positioned. That's what always impresses me about the way in which we move from one thing to the other at the Lincoln Food and Gift Fair. We've moved from beers. We're now with
Lincoln Tea and Coffee. Lincoln. We're sticking with the drink theme here.
But I'm particularly interested in the duck tea infuser. So first of all, who are we speaking to, sir?
John Carlisle.
John, the duck tea infuser.
Yeah, fantastic. Bit of fun. Put your loose leaf tea in the duck, bobs around in your cup, and when you finish with it, it sits in a little cup, and you can use them again for a second if you're... you're so inclined.
Now, this seems to me like almost one of the ideal sort of must-have stocking fillers, really, Anna.
Yeah, I don't know why more people don't have that. It's such a genius idea and novelty as well. It's fantastic.
Did you actually come up with the duck tea infuser idea?
No, sadly not. No, no. We've also got a little monkey as well that hangs in your...
steady on, I can't cope with those as well.
Yes, very exciting. Nice presents there. You know, little pack of tea and an infuser goes down well.
I see... in the background, and in fact you're wearing currently, as our Facebook viewer will actually be able to see, the Coffee Snob t-shirt, come sweatshirt.
I like it. It's got a little bowler hat and a moustache on it as well. It's very, very cool, very trendy.
So, clearly from that point of view, are you pushing an elitist view with respect to coffee? I mean, are there any certain people who actually qualify to taste the coffee, for instance?
No, I think there's some people who take it very seriously, and it's perhaps a little bit of a joke.
And is it a bit like wine tasting? I mean, is there a technique that actually you should really, if you're tasting, for instance, the Swiss water decaf, the house blend espresso, finest Colombian blend, should you actually sort of wash the palate out first?
If you are doing it seriously and tasting the coffee, then yes. But if you're just enjoying it at home, however you like it.
Yeah, so do you have a particular favourite flavour here that you've got? Because you've got quite a mix of different types of teas and coffees as well.
Yeah, Earl Grey's my favourite tea. We do a special single origin coffee, which you can buy on a monthly subscription. That's like a fine wine. It's the best there is. Very mildly roasted, not too dark and heavy, full of flavour.
And looking again at the Lincoln Tea and Coffee Company, made up of lovers and connoisseurs of quality worldwide tea and coffee, how did you come up with the company in the first place?
My wife, Susie, very passionate about the tea and the coffee. And we were saddened by the amount of times we would buy coffee, go home...
spit it out.
Excitedly make it, yes, and be disappointed. So we'd like to think there's nothing disappointing.
It certainly works. You've even got breakfast tea here in terms of the perfect way to start your day. And in terms of sourcing material, do you literally have a worldwide source of supply in which sort of coffees and teas are sent to you? Do you have people desperately trying to get the seal of approval of the Lincoln Tea and Coffee Company?
Well, the breakfast tea you pointed out arrived at 3 o'clock this afternoon on a boat from Sri Lanka. So it's packaged there for us, comes straight to us from the plantation.
Wow, that's amazing. So do you pride yourself on having like really good quality products then?
Yeah, everything we have is the finest, yeah. Obviously, everybody has different tastes. We try and cater for them all, but we're about getting it right and wanting people to come back. And it's a bit of a treat, you know. It's something you have every day, but a little bit more money. You make us something really special. Take 5 minutes out, busy lives we've all got, and enjoy it.
Quality time is always rewarded with quality products, as he says in terms of the maxim. This is some fantastic touching moments with yourself. Have a splendid time. Is this your first Lincoln Food and Gift Fair, or have you been a regular here?
It's our third fair. It's always a really good turnout. Yeah, very good show.
As we like to say, it's really the proper Christmas market.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
So with that 1973 classic from Wizard, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day, in the background there, the heck with copyright on this particular location report, we're delighted now to have actually moved Emma to another example of top quality wine tasting.
Yes, I'm very excited. It looks you've got wide variety here, and yeah.
So share with us, we're now about to speak to...
Ben Straw. I run the Straw Collection and Lincoln Wine School. I basically run wine tastings and wine education courses for the Wine Spirits Education Trust. And we're here today to try a few wines and talk through what I do for a living. So,
one of our regular correspondents each Thursday on the Midweek Drive Morning Edition is William Sitwell, who is a self-confessed wine snob. He maintains that there are certain things that are absolutely essential in this whole thing. And he actually does say that really anything less than £7 for a decent bottle of wine, and it's a waste of money, really. It's a waste of money.
Unfortunately, that is the case. With the way the duty and the VAT works on, once you get under £7, you're not getting a lot of wine, you're paying mainly tax. So it's
like vinegar, really, isn't it?
Unfortunately so, sometimes. So, yeah, you can find deals, but yes, you have to really look for them. So it's, but no, I'm a port lover, so tend not to fall into that. Yeah.
Makes perfect sense. So in terms of, as I say, the procedures and the protocols, because I think a lot of people who kind of are considering, you know, taking up wine tasting, etc., they could have to be put off by the protocol that you actually need. How did you find it out yourself?
I basically did a lot of my training with the Wine Smiths Education Trust. Went through, they basically run a lot of courses for trade, but they're open to any private customers out there who want to come and learn a bit more about what's in the glass. So it's nice to sort of pass that on. But I get to work through with them, and then I passed my educator course last year, so I'm now allowed to teach the courses I've taken, which is always
Does
quite
that nice. Mean you're a properly qualified sommelier?
No, sommelier is a different side of the industry.
You see, that just shows you.
I didn't know it was like that complicated in the wine.
NCTJ, eat your heart out, Emma.
No, it basically works. There is the Wine Spirits Education Trust look after sort of the retail side, the consumer side. You can the training for WST is branched into the sommelier side, but there is separate qualifications for sommelier. There's basically at the pinnacle of both sides, you have a master of wine and you have a master sommelier. So there's it works for both sides of the industry. But certainly the WST courses work really well for the sommelier side, but there's extra bits to add in to become a sommelier. So.
Yeah, so can you tell me, what is your favourite kind of wine that you've got here?
The port.
Sticking with port, obviously. Oh, yeah,
no, I love Italian reds, but I don't have any with me this evening, so. But I love port, it's Christmas, so it's rude not to show port at Christmas.
Astonishingly, we can't recall actually connecting with you last year. Are you a regular at the Food and Gift Fair?
This is my second year. I only started out working for myself year last October, so. And yeah, it was kind of a bit of a last minute. Can you fit me in? And I came and had my first show here last year. But no, it's been going well, so all good fun.
Continues to work on that basis. And a website, is there Ben, a way in which people who can't get to this particular event can sort of follow you online?
Yeah, the best way to get in touch is through the website on www.thestrawcollection.com.
Emma, we mentioned clearly the website, but there's something else that's even more exciting that Ben neglected to actually share with us. Ben, what is it?
We also run ticketed wine tastings about every couple of months. The next ones coming up are a Rioja tasting in February on Saturday the 6th. And then again, we have a champagne and sparkling wine tasting in June on Saturday the 4th. And the idea there is we put a range on for you to come and try. There's nibbles involved and get to try a lot of different styles. Certainly with the Rioja tasting, we'll be showing whites, rosés, reds from the basic levels up to sort of Grand Reserva and some of the individual grape variety styles. So a bit of everything to play with.
The days when journalists and wine went together like the proverbial cheese and biscuits may have actually gone, but Emma, does this appeal to yourself?
I mean, maybe. I like a glass of wine now and again. I'm not sure if I could be quite a connoisseur of it or anything, but could give it a go, maybe.
No, certainly we find when we run the ticketed tastings, it's done as a very informal night. Come and try the wines. We keep it very relaxed. It's to appreciate and enjoy the wines. So it's if basically the course side, the Wine Smiths Education Trust courses, is more the focus. We're going to get into how it's made and sort of production processes. With the tastings, it's kind of, we're here to try some nice wines. So it's
a show special of three jars for £11.50 sounds like a bargain to me, Emma.
It does indeed.
Especially when it's the delights of Burnt Bridge Farm. Artisan preserves, and we're delighted now to be able to speak to
Chris Connolly.
Chris, from presumably Burnt Bridge Farm.
Yes.
So this looks as though clearly when we talk about specialist crafts, etc., this is really what is at the heart of the Lincoln Food and Gift Fair. Really quality products for very affordable prices.
Yes.
How do you actually go about developing this whole process? I mean, it's handmade without artificial additives or preservatives, oozing old-fashioned flavour. Share with us how it's developed.
It's taken us 2 or 3 years of trying and testing and so on before we actually began to sell the products. But we really wanted to produce things which were truly full of flavour, like Granny used to make. I know it's a hackneyed expression, but we really wanted to do it. And we do literally make it in batches of about anything from 6 jars to a maximum of 16 at a time. And lots of other people say that they make in small batches, which quite often are about 200 jars at a time.
So it's not mass production, it's quality production.
Mass production, and we grow a lot of stuff ourselves too.
Emma.
Yeah, so how did you sort of develop the flavours? Was it your personal tastes that you sort of thought you'd combine in there?
Yes, really. We're both very interested. My business partner, Claire Slingsby, and we're both really interested in cooking and always have been. And so naturally, we just looked for different flavours and so on to put together with our preserves.
Sounds brilliant. So how long have you been interested in cooking then? Has it been something throughout your life that you've wanted to do?
I think so, since I was about 8. That's a very, very long time.
I guess that's only about 20 odd years ago, surely. Claire, if I can bring you in as well into this one. We've obviously been speaking to wine experts, to specialist coffee and tea folk, etc. Is there a protocol for actually tasting the delights of artisan preserves?
I don't think there is, really. You just got to eat as much as you can.
Really? Would Emma be permitted as our official taster to actually try one?
Yes.
What would you recommend, Bob?
We've got a lot of nice chutneys. The roasted garlic and caramelised onion one is nice if you like garlic. We have a nice mango with chilli and ginger.
Obviously, the mango with ginger always alerts us off. There, I said it again. We get the same sort of routine. Oh, I think we're officially launching this particular aspect. It's very exciting.
Here at the showground. To all of our exhibitors, many, many thanks for supporting us again this year. It is pouring with rain outside, so we are about to open our doors to our members for the start of the preview evening. I hope you have a successful evening and a very busy weekend. Many thanks.
I think the dulcet tones of Jane Southall there obviously announcing that the show is officially open, and we'll have a word with Jane obviously shortly after that. So I think we're at the caramelised side of things. Emma,
yeah.
did that sort of announcement give you time to actually sort of say, this is where I'm going to go?
I mean, I think I'll go with the one you suggested. Was it garlic and onion? Okay, let's have a go.
We'll pop the bag down, we'll see how the thing actually works. This, of course, could be critical to the future success of Burnt Bridge Farm, so no pressure, I'm sure, on this particular aspect. But, you know, it has been known Emma from Surrey has got a very refined palate when it comes to testing the artisan scenario. So this is looking quite healthy. So far, so good. Okay.
Oh, it is very garlicky, but I quite like garlic. It's nice. I like
it. There you are. It's thumbs up. The company and the directors can breathe a sigh of relief.
Yes, definitely. It's definitely a good one. Got a thumbs up.
Thank you very much.
And clearly, this is obviously a wonderful sort of opportunity to promote the product, etc. Are you available at farmers' markets? Is it a case of you look at... How can people find Burnt Bridge Farm foods? Do they come to you? Do they buy online? What's the best route?
Well, we do have a website, but at the moment it's being rebuilt. And obviously we have information to give people when they come to the stand and so on. So they can always find us.
It's always good. And do you get along to the Lincolnshire show in the summer?
I am not able to very often because of COVID.
No, I normally come to the Lincolnshire show, but we don't actually have a stand at the Lincolnshire show, not as yet.
Their loss, obviously, Claire. You know, Claire, I have to sort that thing out. It's been a wonderful sort of touching mix with the good cells, and I think it's definitely sort of enjoyed the experience.
Definitely a thumbs up from me.
As we've noted, it is the food and gift fair, Emma.
Yes, and we've moved on to gifts here, and we've got all sorts of crafty things and lots of glitter, I've noticed, which is definitely good.
So we're now about to speak to...
Hi, I'm Jen Hollingworth, and I'm co-owner of Flowers by Suzanne.
Which is, of course, a legendary company in every sense of the word, actually. I pass it regularly in North Highcombe on my journeys across the whole thing. I always think that's a very well-laid-out store.
Very proud of it. Suzanne is my mother-in-law, and the business has been going for over 40 years now.
Emma, we are in the presence of greatness here.
This is like royalty.
It's tremendous in every sense of the word. So it's the Lincoln Food and Gift Fair. I mean, just describe some of the wonderful things we've got here.
Well, lots of gifts, specifically Christmas elements of gifts, lots of wreaths, that kind of thing. We'll be doing wreath demonstrations over the next 2 days. Lots of glitter, lots of sparkle, but some really nice things for children right the way through to adults.
Emma, you were saying that it was last year when you kind of came into your first ever location report with the Lincoln Food and Gift Fair, and you were sort of not Christmassy at the start, but by the end you got really Christmassy. So, I mean, this really makes it, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's loads here that you'd sort of love to have scattered around your house as decorations and stuff you'd love to give to friends and family as well. So I think it's fantastic and definitely putting me in a Christmassy mood.
Absolutely. It used to be for us that the Christmas market was the start of the Christmas feeling, but this has pulled it forward a week earlier for us, and this is what makes us feel Christmassy now, is the Food and Gift Fair. It's great.
It's also indoors as well.
It is. Keep nice and warm, especially with the rain right now.
So looking towards that, do you have a particular favourite aspect, either favourite wreath or favourite sort of thing where you think, yeah, that's the one I particularly prefer?
I think for us this year it's some of the Santas. They've come from Holland. We actually picked them whilst we were on a trip to Holland in summer, so we were buying Christmas in summer, which was fantastic. But they're unusual, they're Dutch related items, and it just means that you don't get to see them anywhere else in Lincolnshire, which is really good for us
and totally sort of unique. And a quick name check for your colleague who obviously said you're the best one for this.
This is Corinne. She is the amazing one who runs our North Highcombe store, and that's where we centrally execute all of our orders from. She is amazing.
Very good. Yeah. Nicely sandwiched between a fast food store and a local sort of office. It's wonderful. It's great.
And the church opposite is a really great community in Highcombe. It's really lovely.
But North Highcombe without Flowers by Suzanne, frankly, it just wouldn't exist, Emma. That's the bottom line.
That is the truth. Suzanne took on that store, must be 40 years since she took the first side of that house on and then expanded out into the second. It's 40 years that's been there in North Highcombe on Moor Lane. It's just wonderful. Great heritage.
Internationally as well, presumably the website's still in full force?
Hugely, and especially with Interflora, Christmas is coming, and a great time for us. It's the first of our three peaks with Valentine's and then Mother's Day coming up, so busy, busy times.
All go. I think, Emma, we should really look to do a location report for the whole thing.
Indeed, we should. Have a bit of glamour and beauty involved.
Absolutely. And we've got the tea room in Highcombe as well, so you can have tea and cake whilst you're there.
That's it. Sorted, you know, in the new year. It's done and dusted.